The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Sorry, I was holding that throat clearing all the way through the whole beginning thing. You know, we never go through the rights in the beginning of this thing. You guys know this, most of y'all know it's Clash. You probably know the First Amendment is free speech, but in the song, I actually... I figured out Studio Magic, folks. I reordered it. This, anyway, go listen to the original. If you've had a little taste of this, fun fact, I thought to make this the intro. One time I was up Brewers. It was a gay bar near, well, it is, up near Lawrenceville, I think. I always get those strip districts in Lawrenceville mixed up. Either way, the point is we're in there doing comedy, right? And they got this ceiling fan, right? And the ceiling fan's going, just like the beginning of that song, dude. And I couldn't get it out of my head. Thus, the intro was born. Anyway, we have a disclaimer. Thank you, Joe Strummer. He would certainly probably not approve of this. All of our messages, but I'm sure he wouldn't lose any sleep. You know what I mean? A good listen, The Clash, Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, and I don't know if he did anything else. Anyway, that aside today, sorry to get off in the weeds right out the gate. Today's episode, 848 BC, we're calling it Snag a W, baby. Just go out there and snag a W, all right? That's for you guys. Thanks for coming here. That's a W for us. We appreciate it, as always. Just tell somebody, you know? Thanks again. Anyway, we had some other names kicked around. There was Swiss Arms. There was You Get the Hookers, I'll Get the Trucks. I don't like to nick the names too long. Snag-a-W, primo, right? And on today's episode, two of our most regulars, and I guess a top tenner, I'm not sure. That's right, guys. We have Jared Helfer, Blake Scala, and Skywalker. Can you believe that shit? What was I supposed to bring today's... It was supposed to be an unofficial sponsor. What the hell was it? I just don't know, guys. Well, let's say it is... What did I do today? Today is a weekend. How was your weekend? I went out and got ice cream. That's right. Today is brought to you by Meadows Creamery in Monroeville, Pittsburgh area. Now, if you're heading east out of town, or maybe you just live east out of town, you probably have seen or heard the folklore of frozen custard, folks. It's pretty popular here in town. The other most banging place, I think, down between Southside and Homestead, also a custard joint, okay? But this place, I think, as good or better, all right? Meadows Creamery... East side of Monroeville. If you like ice cream and you're looking to drive, that's what we did. All right, moving into today's episode, 848 BCD, 848 BC, with Jared Helfer, Skywalker, and Blake Scala.
Problem? I could put queef on. I've been saving up queef for a while.
You've been keeping queef on?
I swear to God, you put your pussy on this bowl, we're going to be
pissed. No, I have it in a jar.
You have a whole bunch of queef in a jar.
Yeah,
from who? What girl?
It's got your queef in a jar. I don't know. I got it from China.
I got you. I got your queef in a jar from China. It's supposed to be Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, but how would you know? You know,
Sandra.
You know, it's all about the fantasy.
That was the sequel to Gravity.
What?
Queef in a jar.
Queef in a jar. Yeah.
Should I open some?
What? You got marijuana and you're fucking holding out on us this whole time?
I have a jar of queef.
Dude, I want to smell it. right. Pump it up. Where's that lighter? Up, up.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Strong, right?
You gotta cut it, this. Yeah, it has like a it has like a crab mac and cheese kind of smell to it. A little pungent.
Did you say crab mac and
crab cheese? Mac and cheese, dude.
Yeah, a little fancy. Not as fancy as lobster, but, you know. Pretty. It's free. You know what I mean? You know,
that's a Gordon's fish.
You don't turn down a gift.
You don't turn down a. That was raw. It was nasty.
Yeah.
You think
we're listening to this nasty music?
This nasty. I can't help it. By Too Short. All right, guys. I don't know where Aaron disappeared to and when we're recording, but
we've started recording. We've started a long time ago for some reason, and Aaron will include this.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
What have you guys been up to? I actually missed you little fuckers. I was calling you. Nobody answers their phone. I was thinking maybe you guys, pardon my French. What is this? Hard cider pass.
Grab me a hams.
You want a hams? There you go. Here's a hams. You know, I thought that maybe you guys were like
pilots.
You know, like, offing yourselves, dude. Oh. You know what I mean? Like that, like, because the Scientology people are doing it now. They're getting ready for the big offing.
We've been trying to kill each other. That's been fun.
Okay.
All right. Are we about
traps?
I'm about warmed up.
Blake leaves traps. Yeah.
Can we rip this in here, or do we have to open the garage door?
Yeah, we can. It's open right now. I've got a set.
You got a set?
Just try to blow it up toward the door, because the top of the door is sucking out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
What's the matter with you guys? You guys seem like... It's like you guys came back from like a Katy Perry concert and you didn't get fucked.
All right, how do I get this turned on?
How do people act after a Katy Perry concert, Scott?
Usually they act like whores.
I guess just stunned.
That's after? I thought it was all the time during it.
The whole time during.
Yeah, dude. Katy Perry used to be one of my big time crushes, dude, when I was like younger,
still like
man.
Her, yeah.
Found out she worships the devil.
Does she? Sweet, dude. I bet. I mean, you don't want to marry Katy Perry regardless, so worships the devil's fine for, you know, like... Whatever me and Katy Perry are going to do.
Yeah. <You
know>? Yeah, normally not asking religious beliefs in the 69 position.
The ichthys.
No. She's like, over under. Anybody want to guess how old Katy Perry is?
36.
44.
She's definitely her
write
older.
Write your fucking number.
39.
39, I was
write your
say.
Number down.
Stole my answer.
We're all right here. What do we?
You can't both have 39. She's 39. She's 46.
All right.
Dude.
Then how many days? 39 and.
She's 46.
7 months.
Anybody else? Sky, you got a guess?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with 218 months.
That's not cool. How about? And you guys are both doing 39. Real cool.
Well, I'm doing 39, and I'll do the latter half of 39. I think she's
39 and a half, and then you got 39 up to a half.
Yeah,
1939.
What? 1939. What is this like from? Okay, all right.
And tonight we're gonna fucking bury like.
All right, let me look it up.
38 to 42 for sure. No way she's older than 42.
When is Katy Perry's birthday? How old is she? 0 days.
Damn.
Wow, dude.
You were right.
1984, dude. She's 38, she's 39. Right?
How many
damn,
days,
boy? October. That's you. You get it. You get the second half.
Wait. No, not did, second I half of the year. He did like over 39 and a half.
No, 39. Over 39 and a half is the second half of the year.
I did say 39.
No, because that'd be more recent.
Here, you want to pop these in there? There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Boom. That's just straight key.
39 and a half would be the earlier part of the year.
I think I'm good.
Dude, Happy New Year's, everybody.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I really.
Happy.
It has
New
not
year.
Been that long.
It's year of the Dragon, dude.
Yeah. Year of the Dragon. Oh, your year's over.
Today is
you Dragon? Last year was your year.
Last year was Year of the Rabbit. That's Lily's year.
Okay.
I'm a Year of the Dog. Water Dog.
Water Dog.
And
what do you mean? There's different kinds of dogs.
Yeah, so like, I guess like you know, it's a 12-year cycle or whatever.
They pick a spearmint.
But then, like, every 12 years, you put a little bit of spin on it if you want. Yeah. Make it your own, you know. You're like, this year, we're fucking sea dogs, man.
Okay.
Or snakes or boars.
Yeah.
I got to eat them. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's what some internet article told me anyway. And it described me to a T. It had all kinds of positive things to say. That's how I know it was true.
Ain't that something?
Huge dick, blind in one eye.
Yeah, that was... Yeah. No, that meant that my dick was blind in one eye.
Yeah.
My huge dick was blind in one eye.
Yeah.
which is technically true.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll have that.
Missing a tooth as well.
Yeah. Dude, everybody's...
Katy Perry, man.
What did you guys see that basically all that Cat Williams shit was nothing? It's nothing. It's
what do you
sad.
Mean nothing?
No footage is being revealed. I was hoped that...
What do you mean footage is being revealed? It's just him for 3 hours talking about Shay Shay, right?
They were talking he was going to fucking put out P. Diddy's sex tape and all that
please,
other
dude.
Shit. And
he's
I'm thinking,
a master of
come
spin.
On, dog.
We all knew that from the beginning.
Yeah, the guy reads 10,000 books a month. He would release the tape.
People told somebody accused Shannon Sharp of being gay or whatever because like they were accusing people of being gay on the show.
Yeah.
And then Shannon Sharp's like, I'll fucking kill you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But his show is called Club Shay Shay. Is there a gayer name than Club Shay Shay? That's his fuck.
That is a nickname for your girlfriend.
That's right.
Too. It really is.
Shannon Sharp's coming for us. Come here, regular episode, dude.
Hey.
Oh well, that's right. We said Shay Shay sounds gay, dude.
You think he's
like something I wouldn't say if it was on the menu?
Like,
order
what should I call you? You like. Well, my name's Shannon, but most call me Shay Shay. You know, like what?
I'm a top dom. I'm a top dom.
Exactly, dude. I'll run your back.
I'll run your back. I'm gonna bust that back out.
Who do you play for?
Backfield motion.
Denver
baby.
Broncos.
The Brankies? Wow, I didn't know that. The Denver Donkos. Yeah. That's what they say.
Known as the Bronco Ding Dongs, if you hung out in the locker room.
Is that so? You were always
Bronco Ding Dongs.
You were always in there servicing the Bronco Ding Dongs?
No, I knew a girl who didn't make it out.
But you knew her before.
Her name? Sky. No, not Sky.
Yeah, her name was Sky.
No, not that.
No, she's a guy.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you go to Club Ding Dong, dude. You get a real deep voice. You get to miss all those fucking unnecessary surgeries and bullshit. You just got to get piped down.
Mm. And it changes you from the inside out.
It changes you from the inside out.
Interesting, dude. I didn't see that coming. No pun intended.
Low
hanging dick on that one.
A little swang of that.
Yeah, low hanging balls, fruit.
Yeah.
Semen.
What do you guys make of everybody who left here to go to the mothership in Texas? How many people? I don't know.
I'm going to find out, dude. I'm going down there.
You're going down?
Yeah, I'm going to go check it out. I might move there
for 16 hours.
I don't know.
You could move there. You'll do fine.
If there's enough things going on, you don't have to go to that club. I mean, you want to go to that club sometimes, obviously. But,
yeah. But how many other clubs in Texas are there?
In Austin, I mean, at least infinity right now. It's probably saturated, to be honest with you.
How many 39, open mics?
39 and a half.
Yeah, I don't know, but friggin'... Holton was saying that he was even in Houston. They were having like 10 mics a night on sometimes. That's crazy.
Oh, those are the words he said.
You
10 mics a night.
The cities in Texas, they're
Jeffrey
huge,
P. Dr.
Dude.
Jeffrey P. Willikers, what are you doing here?
Yeah, this sounds absurd.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen you since the war.
Go out fucking two nights a week, but get 20 mics in.
Yeah, but the thing is you couldn't do it. There's 10 mics, but you can get to 5.
Yeah,
you know,
there's one at 7:35, 7:40,
all the cities in Texas are big flat fucking cities, and they have circuit freeways. So you just like catch the inner loop, middle loop, or outer loop, and then you like woo, like spin like a drain to where you're going to. You know what I mean?
Sounds horrible.
You have to have a car. You have to have a car. It's great, dude. I mean, you can literally get on the highway any part of the city and just follow a loop around the city in a halo at like 85, 90 miles an hour and then take an exit. And,
it is sweet.
And you're just fucking in some other neighborhood, dude.
But you do a lot of driving.
That's the
in
dream.
Texas.
That's
you
right.
do a lot of driving
in Texas.
That's why
they got this. They got big, big, wonderful cars down there because they need a Longhorn Edition Ford if you're going to be in that thing 45 minutes a day.
No trans-ams.
In 100 and, Do you think that they stopped buying Trans Ams, dude?
I wonder if I do sometimes think that that's some of the reason for
why Pontiac went under.
Or just like
because they were so ahead.
You're
of
damn
time.
Right. We like, stopped.
They were the first car company to go trans, and then they.
Yeah, maybe. I think people, that's as far as people
and
think.
Unfortunately,
like, I'm not having trans in my car.
Dude, do you think that's how, like, they, like a gearhead who's going in for the surgery is like, hi, I'd like to have my trans changed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want you to take this gearbox out and put it on the inside. Mm-hmm.
Are there people that put, like, car parts in themselves? There has to be
in their body,
that are, like, trying to turn themselves into cars.
I don't think that's probably a thing, unless you have like an
someone's
arm.
Probably
that's, like, fake.
Yeah, lost a arm and made it
put
with
a
car windshield. Parts.
Yeah, there's definitely a guy who's got a fake arm that's got like a suspension from his old motorcycle or some shit on it. You know,
that's pretty cool. But then you put up wheels on it, you become your own motorcycle.
What if he just turns it into like a Bluetooth device? You know what I mean?
Replace something
he
on your body and make it
and
robotic.
It
yeah.
How big? How many pounds you got to lose?
Yeah, whatever.
A nose, does that count?
A nose.
Yeah, some kind of
robotic.
What
about a cheek?
I mean,
a robo cheek?
I'd want something that did something cool.
Well, what if you like your body, dude? You're right. I could get bigger guns.
I'd like like windshield wipers for my eyes every time I cry.
Nice.
How often are you
that's
crying?
That's pretty sweet, dude.
Is weeping.
I cry
lot.
So much I need this feature. I need
not
wipers.
Too much, you know, but it's nice to have. It's the same thing with wipers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, so
most
you're
of the time
saying,
it doesn't rain. You know?
So you're planning
but
on crying.
That one time, that couple times it does, you're like, well, I'm glad I have wipers.
Yeah exactly.
I'd also like to have wipers for my ass.
What if you could have like
oh, well, that's
whatever.
A little
what if
bit
you could
different.
Close your mouth for a long time, like a self-cleaning oven, and it would get up to like 600 degrees and just nuke everything in there.
That'd be really nice.
Yeah, it's like,
or just like, yeah, you could put raw like meat into your
cook
mouth.
It. And yeah, cook it in your mouth. That'd be a good one.
That'd be
mouth
really
broiler.
Just
you're
throw
like,
that
yes.
right in there. They call me Hibachi for short.
Little hell is pour a little oil in your mouth. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah,
you could gargle some chicken and then spit out the oil. You're like,
just get on
freshly fried chicken, dude.
In your nose. Yeah, put a serum up your nose of like a baste.
What the fuck are we talking about? Turning your mouth into a deep fryer for?
Yeah.
I mean, we're just talking about the obvious things people would do when technology advances. You know?
You did change the grease because you're not eating my pussy unless you change the grease in there.
That would change the whole phrase eating.
Your girlfriend's gonna ask you, did you do those crinkle fry things? Because you get
what fry thing? What are you talking about? Oh, for the fryer.
Yeah,
I get
through
I'm
the fryer. Don't run the crinkle fryers through your mouth if you're gonna go down. Oh man,
I don't know, dude. I think I would probably stick to mostly baking. I don't want to have an oily mouth. That's not cool. I'm mostly gonna be baking, air frying. I got an air fryer. I don't need this fucking oil, dude. Yeah.
Like ever, a soup.
Yeah, yeah.
I could be making soup in there.
You could do hard-boiled eggs in the air fryer.
Yep. You could pee out your toe. That'd be nice.
That would be sweet.
Yeah.
Shoes would have to be modified.
Yeah, you just wear sandals all the time.
Yeah.
Hot toes that pee. That's yeah. now that.
Imagine if you couldn't hold it and you were wearing Crocs and you just have a lawn sprinkler at your feet.
You just stand in there and there's a puddle forming at your feet. People are like, how? His legs are...
What the fuck?
Well, this
oh, well.
His pants are
it
dry.
It smells around.
It smells.
It'd be nuts if you could pee out your eyes, if you peed out your eyes and cried out your dick.
What? But would you still weep out of your mouth like, and then
I
your dick
so.
Would like
I
go.
I just think about
I
in an
so.
Alternate universe.
Yeah.
It's like, are you crying right now? Are you crying in my mouth?
And then
fucking
you'd be like,
pussy.
And you just pee out your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been holding this all day. you just hold.
I do think that people aren't creative enough with their artificial limbs. I have not seen a single like, and this is basic shit. I've not seen a single arm
this
with
is to you
a laser pointer on it.
Limbs.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. You got a fake arm? Why isn't there a laser pointer on it? Right? Hey, it's over there. Boom! You can point 70 yards because you got a fucking sweet arm, right?
Yeah.
Why isn't there a clock on it? Why isn't there a bottle opener?
Why isn't there a projection screen that pops up?
You should be charging this thing at night.
Yeah.
Why are you making them normal size?
That's yeah. sure.
fucking huge.
Yeah, I get
you could get like some Borg ass arm, dude, like from Star Trek, you know, with bottle openers and freaking lasers and all that.
Swiss Army arm.
Swiss arm.
Swiss arm. We just said Swiss arm.
That's all you need.
Just a, you need a Swiss.
Do
you need a Swiss Army knife or a Swiss arm? Just the arm. I just need the arm.
And what about a leg that's got like maybe like a blasting cap in it? So you get one super jump, you know? So you're like,
are you out of your mind? It should build up. Yeah, it should build up with hydraulic fluid. That's how that should work.
Yeah, as you walk, you build up. You build up pressure slowly over time, and it'll need to be.
We can build it out with using springs.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe we could crank a spring. Yeah.
And you're like walking in a busy city, and somebody's like, "Hey, you got some change?" And you're like, "Boom."
Or you could just jump like 7-8 feet in the
what
air.
The fuck?
But he probably means
see
in
this
the
is
air,
for real. They
like,
could
I was
do
talking
this
at you.
You could get a leg that's got one super jump in it, dude.
Do you know why I stopped you? No, the vertical down here is 15 feet. You can't be hopping down the boulevard.
No, no, you gotta be able to land. Everyone always thinks about the jump, but no one thinks about the landing.
Can you imagine seeing a whole bunch of like rambunctious clips of people falling on this, just trying to stick the landing?
Yeah,
oh,
that'd be great compilation.
So good.
Dude, this is just for the YouTube compilations.
Best thing since milk crates, dude.
You know what's good about that is you get to see all the chest burn, because that's how a lot of that's going to happen.
Just legs shattering, bones. But everybody would have a fun story.
Yeah.
You know?
Parkour would get pretty fun.
Who did?
Yeah.
Parkour?
Parkour would get good.
Dude, I'm telling you, we need to have better artificial limbs. It's fucking sad. You know how much these things cost? They're like tens of thousands of dollars just so they can walk normal?
Don't we have like
Come on, dude. I'm paying 10 grand to walk normal? No,
well,
dude.
You know
I need
what?
To walk super.
Here's the thing is, you know?
At least like some.
You want that. And I remember I pushed for this too. I'm like, the future needs to happen now. But then I thought about it and I've been thinking about it a lot. I'm like, I keep pushing
when
for
was
the future,
future,
but we're not going to have the space for all the updates. Do you know what I'm saying?
The future's
it's
not
going to happen.
Dude.
Like, if you, let's say you get a 2024,
it's going to stay in the
right?
future.
That's
most,
Pfizer,
I don't know if we'll ever be in the future.
Mach 2 leg, right? With Propel jump, right?
Sure.
Flares, anti-flares, you know what I mean? In case somebody shoots at you and you're near, you're mistaken
right,
for an
yeah,
identified
obviously
object.
Obviously, flares.
Right?
And you're like, I think we're going a little overboard with
calm
flares,
down
but that's
here.
Okay.
Just listen.
I'm saying flashbang, maybe
listen,
that's a little more
fog
practical.
Fog lights and, obviously, you know, like, you know, markers and reflectors, okay? Let's say each week this thing
so has
got to get an
too
update.
Nerdy, dude. Yours is far
it's got to get an update. Listen, it's got to get
I'm talking
an
about Bose
it's gotta,
sound.
It's got to
you know?
Work with
your
nervous
doing?
System.
Heelys built in.
Yeah,
you know?
What? Heelys built in. See, this is where we're at. We're smart. This is good. Now, you're talking about reflectors, dude. You're the nerd.
I just
no,
want
I
big
want,
titties.
You want those big robotic titties.
I want big titties that you can put different liquids in. So
they
just,
have those. They have those.
Every time you need a drink of water.
Yeah,
or
if
like
you
that,
scroll up one page past the torsos, just the torsos that you fuck, you'll find that. You'll find.
How do you fuck
titties
just a torso? Oh, I guess it has a pelvis. I don't think of pelvis
good
when I think of torso.
Yeah.
Do you guys think of pelvis when you think of torso?
It, torso
yeah,
is usually just
yeah.
no arms,
okay.
no
I just,
legs.
I want to know if I was wrong. I, you know, maybe I'm not calibrated.
They're synonymous.
Do you think of pelvis when you think of torso? I don't.
I think of
because I always see
where's
these dummies.
The leg end?
And the dummies I see are medical, and they don't have a pelvis because you're just doing chest.
They're connected.
Connected.
They're very connected.
They're, not,
they're one away. Pelvis and the torso.
Is it? So they are. They're not the same. You're saying you're with me.
They are the
they're
same.
They're not the same. But I could. There's a logical. I could see the logical leap involved.
It's true. It's important
to,
we get
to
down.
Connect one because one.
We gotta
just,
boil down the decision.
If you have one. Plus one, you know,
that's okay.
It stands for itself.
Right.
Yeah.
Sky, I saw the golf course is open.
Math.
Our golf course, the one near our house.
Why didn't we? I know. I'm ready.
Well, dude, it was a scramble for me to even get, because I started dicking around
my
motorcycle because I got a bunch of like shiny mabobs for it.
Yeah.
I thought, I will whip through this. Take it off, put it on. Take it off, put it. Fuck no, dude.
I did that today. I feel your pain. Yep, I did that today with a car radio. I was fucking irritated. Christ. Easy thing, right? Here's the thing. I have to make sure the steering wheel controls work with the radio. The problem is I can't splice the two harnesses together because I have the hazard lights and the locks for the door.
Dude, you got to get on eBay and the damn just buy door pre-wired harnesses. There's
well, it comes pre-wired. Here's the thing.
What the hell are we talking about?
I don't have...
You guys like, are...
It's like ASMR.
If you guys aren't going to drive and know about cars, then fucking Shoe Leather Express is always going to be something you're good at, yeah, okay? Baby. Walk it off.
You got the Chevrolet legs, dude.
Dude, you got to get... a license and pull your car apart twice. Ride.
I think you guys should get a joint
bus
car.
Ride.
Yes.
You guys could get a joint car pretty
you
easy.
You could.
You can put it in his name, and then you don't have to worry about registering it in
a
your
joint
name.
Joint car?
Yeah. Blake's yeah, like, I'll roll it, and you build the wheels.
Anyway.
I'll miss the bus, though. I like the bus. There was a guy in army fatigues drinking juice.
I called these cats. I was like, I'll pick you up. Thank God. It would have happened, but it would have been a scramble. You know what I mean? But they got the bus instead of me having to go get him, which was nice.
Yeah, that was huge.
I saw a guy eat pistachios one time on the bus and just throwing the shells on the ground.
Did you, or somebody else?
No, I saw a guy.
Okay, that's
pretty sure.
I did not.
You know,
big old pile of them.
Nails,
dude. You know my favorite.
Clipping nails.
No, I love when people change on the bus. They just don't give a fuck.
I have
that
a video of a
favorite.
Guy getting changed on the bus.
Dude,
he was spraying everything down with Axe.
Yeah, dude. Did Stooch send you guys that video?
You got to put that on Instagram, dude.
Yeah.
With AI nowadays, you can say, hey, AI, will you please blur this face out? And it'll probably do it. Just give it the fucking video.
I was behind him, so I don't even think you see it.
Well, dude.
He's all ass crack.
Nice, dude. That's well, perfect.
Did Stooch send you guys the picture of the homeless guy digging in his ass on the subway?
No, but I love it, dude. When I was in New York, I saw a lot of homeless.
He was on the train, and he sent it to me because I can text him early. He's up. He's an early bird. And I text him, I said, have a great day, faggot, or something like that. You know what
the
I mean? That's how I, you know what I mean? And then he sent me that video immediately. He says, catching the train to work. He says, look what's for breakfast. And it's this fucking homeless guy digging in his ass on the fucking bus seat.
Queens, isn't that where Stooch sat now?
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah, he's
shout out. Look the fucking Amy Mango, baby. Look what's for breakfast.
I keep telling him, dude, with the Stooch memes, too. I'm like, dude, there's too much face. Put sunglasses on. With your teeth and your eye to ratio, put fucking glasses on.
That's what sells it, dude. He's got a goofy head. It's a good-looking head.
True.
But it's goofy.
It's crazy because he looks like an accountant. He also looks like he looks like an ugly American psycho.
He looks like a bully in an 80s or 90s movie.
He looks like an Easter Island statue.
But he dresses like he's not a bully.
Did you just say
Easter
looked
Island
like
way?
Fucking fucking
his head looks like a giant ass
went
piece
from
of
normal
fucking
hair.
Easter Island head. No, that's funny. I'm sorry. Yeah.
He went from normal hair to nearly bald faster than anyone I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I haven't seen him for a while. Man.
Hey, don't talk about balding. I got some issues, dude. I'm
too,
thinning
dude. I'll never take this beanie off, everyone knows.
You know?
No, dude, you got hair. Plenty of hair.
I know. He's just being
outside the
vein. You're so
vain. How do you put
vain.
Stooch?
You know what? I never noticed that about a lot of the people that we hang out with or just around.
Dude, what are you talking about? Look at this
area.
Fine
very,
head of hair. Who would ever say that was near?
People.
Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't even fucking broadcast.
He's photoshopping.
He's photoshopping.
You gotta see him in person. I don't care what the picture looks like.
Yeah, like Aaron Douglas.
I don't care what the picture looks like.
Another one.
Dude, come on.
Yeah, that's when he had pretty much normal hair.
You know,
that's
I'm
what I'm saying.
Most, I'm the
it
most
out
vain.
Of nowhere.
This is his most recent stuff,
nearly
dude.
Bald. That's an old picture.
Yeah, these are old.
No. So,
look at this.
2022. Yeah. All these are old.
What the fuck? 11 posts. What the hell's going on? Am I following the wrong guy?
Get his 80s game show picture up there. Come on, dude. What are you doing, fuckface?
It might be Andy Mango on there.
Jesus Christ.
What's that?
Might be Andy Mango on there. Once he gave up the Stooch and became Mango.
Mango Maniac.
I was around for the creation of
this
Andy Mango.
Yeah, you helped create
it. It was a collab. Yeah.
Listen, there's two people who should have made a substantial profit from the new owners of Iron City.
Of Andy
and that
Mango.
That was Matt Light and Andy Mango should have been second with with the Icy Light Mango. They made the taps. They had it on tap. You put him there. You put cardboard cutouts of him everywhere. Flattering. Everybody, I mean,
it's too much money. It's,
come on, turn the volume up here, Jesus. Oh, turn it on. There you go.
Yeah, I'll take a 16-ounce drip coffee.
Awesome. Drip.
Can you see if this will marinate?
He's holding up a mango.
He wants to put a mango in his coffee. Okay, Andy Mango. Happy Loving this stash, by the way.
New Year, new me. That's a great one. Are you?
New Year, new me.
New.
There's a beer on the ground.
So wasteful.
All right, yeah. We get it. That's
sample
the stew.
That.
Not very. I, you know.
That mango one was good, man.
That mango one was good, dude.
See, the thing about
still
him is he does this everywhere he goes, and then he has to flee the city and move somewhere else. So it's going to be good for him to
finds
get out
a
of
new
anywhere.
Fruit was he? That he gets upset.
We just
with.
Need to stick a body cam on him and just let his life roll like the Truman Show.
Dude, he
show.
Would be a great Truman yeah. Show. He would be, dude, because he walks,
you can't tell him that he's on it at all.
He walks around in character. He is
we
character.
Were on the phone yeah. with him one night, me and Mike Zircone, and these two chicks walk by, and then you hear Stooch get real quiet, and he's like, yeah, you're breaking up. And I'm like, okay, somebody's hunting down some underagers.
Oh, my God, me?
Because as soon as the girls walked by, our connection got real spotty, you know what I mean?
Interesting.
Sorry to be real tangential, but... Me and Johnny Trafficani witnessed something the other day at St. Clair. So we're out there.
Is that the upper or the lower?
Upper. Or what is it?
No,
come
no,
on.
No.
Regular.
Social. No, lower.
Social.
Lower.
Regular. I don't get it. But either way, so Thursday night, we're up there, right? We're outside having a smoke.
Has its own Wikipedia page. My jar of queef. My queef jar. God damn, close that back up.
Yeah, ship sorry. That, dude. That was, you know what you're to get that from China?
Yeah, I just damn. Keep going back.
You owe him at least one new queef, dude.
Yeah, it was 6,000 yuan.
Chill out. I gave you 50 milligrams.
And he'll know if it's a knockoff.
I don't know how much.
Jar,
I don't
dude.
Know what
I will
Chinese
sniff.
Currency.
Don't try to get your wife to queef in a jar. He'll know the difference.
I know he knows the difference. We already tried to get a couple of them to queef in the jar. He immediately knew.
Dude. And then you had to give him the money back, and your wife was
well,
mad
wasn't
because
that.
He had to queef in a jar.
I actually had to write him an apology.
But fair is fair. Fair is fair.
Hey, you were promised a product, dude.
Yeah, I was promised a product.
When you shop from AliExpress, you expect to get something from AliExpress.
Yeah. You know? That's exactly
listen,
what's damn wrong
I
with
told
this,
you when I was out there in Vegas damn, with Ron, it was about the grinders, okay? I didn't have no time to go collecting your farts or whatever you want.
Not my problem.
Queefs.
That's what I have to say to that. Not my problem.
Not my problem,
yeah.
Dude.
So
you
got
did,
4 days.
You did make it hard on me. That you know how hard it is to find a 5'3" street performer there? They're all the same size. Dude.
I'll refer you back to my last answer, not my problem. So you have 4 days to get me,
dude.
100 pounds of queef.
100 pounds of queef.
Four days,
dude. Can you imagine that? Plus the jar, right?
Don't have to imagine.
You're subtracting the weight of the jar. Jesus Christ.
Well, I used to do that before I became boss.
If you freeze them,
collect
dude, that,
queefs
right?
as well. Yeah.
If you could be a street performer, what kind of street performer would you want to be, dude? Mm. Would you want to be like robot guy? Would
thank you,
be you
Douglas, for getting us off queen.
Would you want to be statue guy?
Yeah, thank God. Can I have a cigarette in here?
Back? Yeah, but I'd blow statue it toward the door because it's going to stink like hell.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything else, dude. Leave me be.
All right.
And they're shorty shorts.
All right. I got these.
I would want to be a fire breather that way.
Fire breather. That's so you, dude.
It is
you'd also
cool.
spin fire.
I'm gonna tell you why. No.
Cool
and you would have fucking tattoos like the Rock.
It would be for one night only performance because I would burn myself alive if I had to be a street.
Oh, you'd say for Palestine.
You're not supposed to drink that stuff. Yeah, I am.
Listen to regular episodes.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Self.
I don't know if I'd scream. I probably would scream Free Palestine just to irritate
dude, here's
people.
The crazy thing.
Just to
okay,
straight
seriously.
Up irritate
for me
people,
about that
Dave.
Guy.
For the lols.
It went on for a while, right?
Yeah.
So this guy sets himself on fire, and then for...
This is a great street performance.
That's what I'm saying. Best street performer. Nominated for this year's Streeties.
And the award goes to
But yeah. think about it, though. So you set yourself on fire, and you start yelling, Free Palestine.
At some point, you got to start. Well, you're not going to. You got to start asking only, yourself. Mm-hmm. Oh, this hurts a lot, and then you're like,
yeah.
Well, is it really worth? Am I really still focused on this Palestine thing? And give him credit. Give that motherfucker credit. He's like,
Put him out. Woo, put him out.
Boy, I got to go down. With
how many times did he did it?
Screaming.
I want to know
forever,
how many times.
Dude.
I mean, yeah, I watched it on mute.
A long enough time
on mute.
I never
he
watched
was probably
it.
Like free
I just,
Palestine.
I heard it. Though. I heard
free
it.
Free pal.
So me and you are opposite. You've seen it, and I've heard it.
Yeah, it was rough.
The hearing it was rough, but I was glad I didn't watch it. But anyway, it was. I give that guy, like I'm saying, it was enough time to think. That's what I was thinking. You know, I'm
well,
like,
yeah.
Wow, this guy's got time to think, and I know I'd be thinking, damn, this hurts. It's hard.
Do you
to
know
focus
what I would be thinking?
Free Palestine.
Yeah, I'd be.
You got to go through with it, though. You're not gonna have a good life after so much.
I bet you he was thinking.
Oh,
put
yeah,
it out.
Right. You're right, dude. You don't want to be the guy who set himself on fire.
And, yeah,
and
then chickened out.
The fire extinguisher from the fucking offices and put you out, and you're like, you motherfuckers, you know.
He's probably thinking, and credit
now
card.
Now Palestine won't be free.
Man, fuck that. He was thinking
it's
this.
True. He was going to be like the spirit.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
He was probably just thinking, credit card debt erased.
Yeah, don't have to cook a dinner.
Yeah, that's
for
really important.
Damn, when
you got to the afterlife. He was like, "Did it work?"
Yeah. He's like, "It's like, can I get a car?" What the fuck, dude?
Are they free?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Credit cards.
No, dude. Aaron Bushnell.
If I was a street performer, I would want to be a magician. No. Tarot.
Of course you would want
tarot
to
tarot card reader, dude.
Ooh, yeah.
You're one
tarot
of those
street
people.
Psychic's pretty cool. That fits
dude.
The vibe
you
of
really
psychic.
You really get to fuck people up, too, dude. You can be like, fuck, I see a red car. Do you drive a red car? Well, I would watch out for red fucking cars, dude.
Like, I would trust
something from the year 2000.
Oh, my neighbor does.
Look at that.
So, yeah, exactly. That would be fun, dude.
I would trust, like, an under-a-bridge psychic more than, like, a psychic who owns a shop, you know?
Really?
A shaman? Yeah.
But you would have to keep your sort of deadpan monotone attitude the whole time. That's what would fuck with people. Seven of Swords.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That whole...
Yeah, like, oh, boy.
Well, I've seen this.
Do you
before.
Really want to know, or because if I don't tell you, it might
well,
not
it's
happen.
Upside
if
down.
If I do tell you,
yeah.
it's probably going to happen.
Yeah. Well, you see, you like see this? It's upside down. That's not good.
I only seen this card twice before, and those weren't repeat clients, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I think I knew a couple of homeless psychics.
This has never happened before. I unfortunately drew...
Actually, we could talk to them, but it's from...
Yeah. You got a Ouija board? We can ask them what they did.
Yeah.
Just fuck what people did? That's dude, a great one. I think
I think that's how we should handle customer care, dude. Just 1 second. And
that's a man on the street
on
we can do. We can do man on the street free tarot readings. What we get, we can get Abby... Hannah's to do it. She looks like a tarot reader, dude.
Yeah.
We'll put an earpiece in her fucking head and just tell her what to say. That'd be fun as hell, dude. Shout out, Abby. You heard it here first, dude. You're on the.
You're going to be a street performer.
This is how it starts.
This is how it starts, dude.
We need to get.
We're
going to
be the next whatever that one is with Sal Volcano.
Hey, we need to get our hands on a
best friends who talk to each other while they're laughing from the other room.
Yeah,
what is that called? Practical Jokers.
Sal
Volcano.
Volcano.
You know, all right.
He's a comedian. Commodity?
Wow.
He's a commodity. Yeah, that's right.
Man, comedians, they're really doing
he's
stuff.
He's not a businessman.
There,
he's a business.
I mean?
Have
man.
You guys been working on the world's longest piece still?
As soon as I saw
still?
Like the Aaron Bushnell video, I was like, that's kind of what I
What's
do.
What's an Aaron Bushnell?
That's a guy that lit himself on fire.
Yeah.
I was like, that's kind of what I do like every night. You know,
boom.
Doing stand-up, open mic stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Laying it down on the line.
Well, you should. Well,
Skye, have you heard us play this game yet?
No, you know what I do?
We're already starting the dictionary.
You don't have
I haven't figured out.
I heard the bell
you.
And I was like a dog.
I haven't
I
told
like,
you
like,
my idea of.
Yeah,
I'll just set it here. I'll just set it here and marinate.
Everybody.
Flip that
what are you doing as a street performer, Jared?
Jared, what's your
what are you
goddamn
doing?
Street performance?
Dude? Come on,
you,
my
wait, I want to guess what Jared's going to do.
Okay,
magicians. Yes. Magicians, two on the nose.
First off,
painter is a fun one.
He can't
I like
be a
you doing
artist.
The doing.
No.
What was that guy who did the funny cartoons?
Faces.
Remember the comedian locally who did?
Oh, Jefferson Davis.
Yes, that was it. Yeah.
Or Jim Davis. Sorry, Jim Davis.
I was going to say Jefferson Davis.
Jim Belushi.
Which one is the guy?
Jefferson Davis.
Who's the president
of
the Confederacy, and which one Drew Garfield?
Jefferson Davis.
Stonewall Jackson.
I know my Southern Confederacy.
And which one's better and which one's
is
worse?
Is that the ghost of Stonewall?
What would you rather have disappeared from history? The Civil War or Garfield?
Garfield.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah but like, lasagna sales would take a big hit.
Oh, it's tough.
Yeah. No one would even know where Abu Dhabi was.
Yeah, I know. And Mondays, we would just like, we were fucking sheep, bro. We'd just going to work on Mondays, just not questioning everything.
Yeah.
Garfield awoke in our
minds.
Yeah,
he did a lot,
he was
dude.
The Matrix.
We were like, whoa, I could Matrix. Just stay home and eat lasagna? You know?
Yeah.
Maybe
it
I could
made
be a
me not
cat.
Like
eat my owner's lasagna?
That
fuck
would
that.
Be
dude,
nice.
It made me think all cats were Italian. I grew a grudge a little bit. You know what
Orange
I mean?
Orange cats,
I'm like,
dude,
fucking...
Garfield's Italian?
Why do
Garfield's
cats gotta
Italian doesn't
be
sound Italian,
Italian
at all. Isn't Garfield like British
I
name?
Guess, well, I guess Garfield's Italian. Yeah, he likes lasagna. And
no, dude, he's just a British guy
like
who's
working
sick
Mondays
and tired
and
of fish and chips.
He's always beating the dog, yelling at his husband
that's
and shit.
That's Italian.
Horny for cats.
Yeah, that's
horny
true, dude. Cat. Maybe they were in a gay
normal.
Relationship.
Hates normal.
Yeah, he hates normal.
Yeah, dude, because
hates
he's
normal.
Like an
like,
incel. He's one of the great incel heroes. Yeah.
John and him used to be the cuddle
Here's
buddies,
the thing about
now
Garfield.
Normal's in there.
What would you be as a street performer, Jared?
Yeah, Jared.
I was actually thinking it would be cool to dress up in like an ascot and a very fancy robe, like very fancy dress, you know, three-piece suit, get a nice leather chair, very nice, and put a like a lamp, and then just read porn, like read porn
nice.
Magazines.
Mm.
And
you know, you
smoke
know
a long pipe.
You should have an ascot that on the front says "Got ass."
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty good. No, it's not my ascot. It's my got ass. So, just do you see?
So anyway, so he approached her with a phallic.
I would just be a rich man about town.
I don't think you can read pornography in the street.
And
honestly,
like
you'd be arrested. So
sniffing
it's not a viable
brandy.
Career.
It's freedom of speech. Dude.
I don't
freedom
know,
of speech.
Dude. I don't know.
You know, if you wear
you
a dress,
could.
You can do it. You can do it if you wear a dress.
Listen,
it's more of a robe. I get, which is I guess is a guy dress kind.
Yeah,
of.
Well,
in a way.
But it's silk.
Jared, quick question.
Yes.
If
it's freedom of speech, officer, your cock is out.
is this speech?
You could.
It's a very light.
How
rope.
Good is your scream?
The wind took it.
Listen.
How good
yeah.
is your scream?
Like,
your scream. How good is it?
Like
when approached.
Okay, so you can't be a
just
flasher
do that
who reads pornography. That's not. You can't be a flasher who reads pornography. That's not
money.
A fucking viable.
He didn't want to be a flasher.
Did you not hear that I'm wearing a rich man's... I'm wearing a three-piece suit.
Suit.
Oh, okay.
I'm a
now I get
you
it.
Can do it. That's fine.
I don't know. I think you can get away with it. I think if you actually, like, if you buy a fake phallus and you make it a costume...
All
right,
we're gonna, if we're
outside.
Not careful, we're going to get back to Queefs. So let's move you on
We've been dancing around it.
So he wants
what
to
would
be
you
a,
be if you were a street performer? You already said fucking fire breather and then...
Yeah, because I want to set Balaka. Myself on fire if I have to go.
Yeah, we would all enjoy that. Don't get me wrong. I'd throw money at it, but...
Yeah.
I'd just, like, cut off...
Anything to get
the
it going,
coral
you know?
Queefs.
Cut off hunks
the
of
coral
flesh.
Queef.
Oh my!
Why are we so morose?
He'd be a pub.
You,
a, what
you
do they call
get
that,
a lot of
dude?
Money for that.
No, you can't.
Public
you go
flogging.
To prison. You go to the psych ward is what you go to. You don't get fucking.
No, I think.
Oh, there's a guy out here on Fifth Street cutting hunks of flesh off his left arm.
Oh yeah.
Oh, but he's got a jar. Oh, never mind. I didn't realize he had a jar out. He's
must
fine.
Well,
to be honest with you, he's been feeding the animals around the neighborhood. He's doing this justice. He's doing.
You
got
to get a tattoo artist.
There was a guy. Yeah. There was a guy that hung out near the Giant Eagle who he drew faces on rocks and he sold them for like $6. And I, of course I bought one.
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's genius.
See?
That is good.
Where
yours is kind of like that.
Flesh cutter offer, dude. Yeah. Come on.
You
know, all right.
You don't need that much.
Tarot cards for the win, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Don't you want to be like
I
a
agree.
Cool...
And a Ouija board to top it off.
Yeah,
a
Ouija
like
board to talk to your former clients.
Yeah.
Hey, I could use a couple flesh cut off of my ass. I'm getting a little My ass is getting a little.
If you could
big.
Put it into Blake's ass, what do they call that? Not a. It would be a Jared butt lift, a Helfer butt lift.
Yeah, kind
and
of.
Yeah.
HBL.
Yeah.
HBL.
Just give people my ass.
Just donate your ass, dude. I think that's
it's like
fair.
A surgery you get that gives you
just
my ass.
Just shaves a little bit more of your ass every time.
Yeah, or it's like fine.
Yeah, they have like silicon Jared asses lined up just to throw in people. Yeah, okay. I can see it being in.
Yeah, okay.
You got to wear more flattering clothing, you know, so you can sell the idea.
Oh, I should start.
Yeah.
Do you have like a couple of dimples, something specific that makes it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm wearing tights now.
Okay.
For the listener.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
We call them leggings.
Yeah, leggings.
Now, do you wear those around?
I guess I'm wearing looses in real.
What's a looses?
Like pants.
Yeah. So they're not so.
That's why I sell loosies, you know.
Loosies.
You sell loosies?
I sell loosies on the corner, which
be
is
careful
just
about
pants.
That, dude.
I'm a pants.
How much for a loosie?
Yeah, how much are loosies? Fucking, how much is a pack of cigarettes?
38
for real?
Bucks.
The cigarettes like 10?
10 bucks. So
now?
There's 20 cigarettes, so it's 50 cents a piece?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Do you remember when people used to pay outrageous prices for cigarettes?
Still do, it sounds
this
like.
Is what I'm the Civil War was fought over.
Yeah.
Singles.
That's right. It was economic.
Singles. Yeah. Do you remember people would be like, dude, ways. Seriously? I give you a dollar. You're like, for a single cigarette?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Boom.
Still do.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
But we're talking back when cigarettes were $5, dude. You could literally loan out 5 cigarettes and be like, I think I'm going to go get another pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get another pack.
It's not a huge market.
I make
no, it was nice. And there's still
and
states
now cigarettes
the taxes
are $10
insane.
And they're like, I'll give you a dollar for a cigarette. And you're like, how about $1.25?
I make my own cigarettes.
You can still get them for $6 if you go to like Kentucky
how
or
you,
something.
This
you know?
Is how you West save v, money. You make your
West
own
Virginia.
Cigarettes.
Where they're like, this is Appalachia. Yeah. Smoke
it's only
45
minutes
lunch.
To West Virginia.
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Dude, I'm telling you, save money. Here's a tip for the listeners.
Yes.
Make your own cigarettes. Just get papers, tobacco, some niacin, some ricin, just a little bit. Yeah. You know, it's a fertilizer, you know, kind of this kind of stuff.
Bug
you
spray.
Make bug spray,
just
powder,
use
stuff.
Well, just soak your tobacco
normal
in
shit.
Roundup.
Normal stuff. Just
whatever
make,
they put in chemotherapy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, load that in just a little bit.
A little
make
bit.
Your own. You know what I mean? Stop
weapons
buying.
Grade uranium.
Well, see, what we do is we do all
C4.
Of that. We,
yeah.
we lay
that way
it
you don't
all
smoke
out
too
on
much.
The
put
floor
it at the
and
bottom.
Vacuum
yeah.
it up. And then, boom. I think it's when that
that'd be fun, dude. If they had cigarette packs, they're called quitters. And then the cigarettes were actually all loaded up with an explosive randomly within each cigarette.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be fun? So you were like, I'm going to smoke, but it's going to explode.
It's also very
dude.
Goofy. Like, it's very Looney Tunes.
Yeah. No, that would be funny because you'd have like a week of like 500 deaths and everybody across the nation would be like, I'm good. I'm done smoking.
Well, I guess you just don't buy our cigarettes.
They would have those commercials.
Yeah, ours
you know,
are
with
fun,
that,
dude.
You,
ours
you know
are,
that
you
one
know,
with that
like
lady? That lady's like really skinny and she's like, I am the monk.
Yeah. I knew one of those in real life, dude.
And then they have like
Henry,
one of the survivors from this fucking exploding cigarette.
No, I knew a guy in real life, so I was.
And all you hear is just like fucking meat moving.
But there's no fucking words.
That's it. I
the old meat hole.
I don't want to smoke no more. He wasn't speaking. It was just a tongue waving.
Yeah.
Touching the front of what used to be a face. It's not there.
Touching his face? Ew.
Dude,
yeah, dude.
Imagine some dude gets on the TV
you remember,
and you just see a tongue doing this, dude,
Ebert?
Warning you about the risk of smoking.
It was Ebert, right?
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
The movie critic?
Yeah, he had the accident, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember Ebert's head?
There's somebody
after the
on
accident?
The side. Dude, what if these his tongue was doing sign language, dude? I would fucking lose it.
I missed some of it.
I missed all of it. He's like, oh, is it candy? Because the cancer, big tongue, get it? And I was like, I get it. I can't remember the rest.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
What if you got cancer? What if you got cancer? Ready? Here.
Yep.
What if you got cancer? What do you
Jesus
think you're
Christ,
gonna...
dude. No way. We're not talking about this right now.
Because that would...
Shout out to
oh,
our big
that's
friend.
Right. I keep forgetting. I actually texted him. That's
I'm supposed to go.
He got
wow,
a ton
dude,
of support, dude.
Good friend.
Yeah. He's actually got a ton of good support, and I didn't think that
anyway.
From comedians. You know?
Yeah, I did.
I started a competing charity.
Except Yeah.
Did you?
No, it was so funny. We were talking last night with Trevor. We should start a comedy show called Fuck Cancer and then be like, no, seriously, we don't give any of the money to cancer.
I like that.
That's funny.
Yeah, just steal all the money.
Yeah, just like, no, we said very clearly we didn't care about cancer, right on the the promo.
You go back and check the email address, you're like, yeah, it's there. It's there.
Yeah, man, I should do that. No wonder why people do that. I'm sure that's a great idea. Well, you know what? Halloween, for real, Halloween one year, me and my friend Zach, you know, just go out collecting candy, but we're like, you know, it's really cool money, I guess. So, wait.
You guys ended up looking for money?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Little on the nose, Jared.
Little bit.
All right. Sorry, go ahead.
But then, so like, you know what it was? Like, we went and we were like, we would knock on the door and get some candy and go like, well, we have AIDS.
We have AIDS.
We
How old were you?
Maybe 11.
That's so fun. What did the parents say when they saw you?
They're like, oh. So I was like, oh, we're getting money for a fund, an AIDS fund.
Right. Because everyone has AIDS.
And then I think we did make like $25. Most people would go like, drifting, you don't have AIDS.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
And yeah, then, yeah. But even the ones who gave you money were like, sure, kids, here's $5.
Sure, here's $5 to leave and never ever come back to my house. Jesus Christ. But then, you know what happened? We were at his parents' house, and we were counting the money. Like, $35 was the most we had ever seen in our whole lives.
Yeah, dude. I remember having a 20 one time when I was real little, and I was like,
oh my God.
I'm going to hang on to this.
Oh, not me, dude. Yeah. I was like, 2 liters of Coke, a Mountain Dew, a friggin'.
Yeah.
Firecrackers. Yeah.
A house, down payment for a house.
It was
a
penny.
Nowadays, you'd be like, a bag of chips.
They set me loose at the local carnival, and I had $20. I thought I was the king.
Then your dad's asking your mom,
how
much did you give that boy? I gave him 20. I told you, give him a 10.
I can get the family size chips.
I think I earned it, dude. I think I earned it by mowing the lawn. It used to be $20 to mow the lawn.
Well, I earned it from grifting.
My dad used to just give me poor compliments.
You grifted.
We grifted. So then we were like playing with the money, right? Like throwing $35.
You were making it rain?
Hell yeah, dude. We were making it very selectively.
And you had change in there, so it like hit the ground way before the money. You'd like throw the.
Cue the music.
It was very selectively drizzling. But to us, it was a fucking hurricane, you know? And then my friend's mom came down and she was like, where'd you get money?
And you told her.
And we were like, I think we were like, fucking, this is a great grift, man. You got to get it.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh my God.
We did the AIDS con.
We did the
like, wait. So have you heard of Magic Johnson? Okay. So people are big on AIDS. And she says, oh my God.
It was like Philadelphia. It may a little bit after Philadelphia time. Angels in America maybe was it percolating.
Okay.
And then she was like, we told her and like kind of expecting like, hell yeah.
Can I get a couple of high fives?
You know? A couple of high fives would do me some solid.
Maybe and she'll double her money for double. Doing such a sick fucking prank.
Maybe she'll be the backer.
She'll be like, you boys get back out there. I'm going to drive you around to a couple of other neighborhoods.
What
Don't go AIDS. It's too harsh. Melanoma.
Lupus. No one knows
the real money's in the lupus. Yeah. The real money.
But she was like, you will go back to every house and return that money right now. And then
it was so funny to be one of the people that gave you money to watch you come back.
Yeah. We still have AIDS, but the foundation has crumbled and we can't be taking money at this
time. Yeah, currently. There's been a controversy with leadership within the company. Yeah. And we just don't feel right taking the money. So.
They cured it. They just cured it.
Turns out Lupus got it on Wednesday.
Lupus is the cure for AIDS.
Check your Twitter
if you get both. One cancels it out, I guess. Turns out.
My lupus got AIDS, so they're both gone.
I guess if you get HPV, lupus isn't a thing anymore. If you can give, most people have it anyway.
That's a good point. If you can give disease diseases.
I don't think you can.
Battle them, pin them against
I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
Turnabout's fair.
I think you can call it lupus. Yeah. I think you should definitely volunteer to be the guinea pig that releases.
Give AIDS AIDS.
That's a good fucking sign.
AIDS
at a protest.
AIDS sign, yeah.
AIDS aid. Right?
AIDS aid. That's that has to exist, right?
Man, your AIDS got AIDS.
This guy got so much AIDS.
How your AIDS get AIDS, man?
Got so much AIDS, even his AIDS got AIDS.
Man, your man got so much damn AIDS.
We gotta
even
get these guys some AIDS.
This is insane, man. Hey, pass me that AIDS, not the AIDS.
Just people. AIDS. Jamie Foxx just running around loving it.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Let's go to San Francisco. They got clean needles, you know? All right, I say we do this dictionary, bro.
Okay.
Are you ready? Have you heard this, guy? Do you know how it works?
How does this game work?
Play the theme
grab
song.
Grab your bell, Balake.
Hey, grab your bell.
Yeah, you got a theme song
Let's
there, Blake?
Play the game.
Crank out the theme song, Blake.
We have a theme song?
Yeah, you're in charge of the theme song, Blake. Remember you said you had one prepared?
You had one prepared. What's the theme song?
There it is.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Dictionary game, dude. This
he
is the,
it took him all week. Like, he was in his room. You know,
dude,
all
do
week
you want me to bring
a
down
like
a 100-year-old dictionary for you, dude?
No, I don't.
It looks like the Book of the Dead.
We
from
can do
Evil
it. We can
Dead,
do it for special rounds. Okay. If you have it's one, old. If you have one, we can do one for special rounds. We can do ye old timey special edition.
Ye old time. Should
how old is the?
But there better be some things dick in there like nigh on.
How old
you
that,
know what I mean?
How that,
if it doesn't say nigh on, I don't accept your dictionary.
Yo, that dick. Yo, this dick from 1826.
How old
though.
That dick?
That dick from 1826.
All right, so for the first,
that's some old ass
for the first
dick,
best two
man
out of three, yeah, I will yeah simply be the author of
it should
the game.
Be a bone.
Okay,
what is the game?
The game is the dictionary
rules
game. I flip open a page. I give you the first letter. I start reading.
Isn't it first to three?
First to three.
First.
I
to
start
three
reading. I give you if it's a noun, a verb, an adjective.
I don't care about all that.
And then ding your bell if you know what it is, okay?
You dingy.
If you get
gives
it wrong,
you the letter.
If you get it wrong, you're out.
Oh,
everybody
it's that fast.
Everybody gets it wrong. We read the entire definitions. Everybody gets like a five count, and then boom, we read it. We're on to the next word, okay? All
right, let's go. Speed round.
Speed round. The
do
letter
we have
is
to read them?
D. The letter is D. Okay.
D.
This is a verb, all right? Split into parts to separate or
divide.
Blake, 1 point.
Okay.
The letter was D, guys. You get how it works. The dictionary game moves fast. Letter H. Should we go crazy or conventional?
Dude, will you read a fucking word?
All right.
It takes a while sometimes.
This
dude,
is
please, Aaron, I am 1 point behind in this game.
This is a noun, also plural for itself.
Uh-oh.
It's letter H. A Scottish dish made chopped lamb's heart, lungs, and liver. Jared.
Haggis.
Haggis is right.
It's
1 point helper.
Wow. Never
0 points. Haggis. Skywalker. We all know how it rounds out. One round, Blake. Letter J. The letter is J. This is a adverb, okay? An adverb. Very short time ago. Oh, no. This is an example. I don't know why. I'm not going to read this. I don't know why.
Then you
what's
have to read the example J.
Jurassic.
We're going to move on. Second, also letter J. This is to make something seem reasonable. To
justify.
2 points. Blake.
I'm not going to win this fucking game.
You
are can you
make
kidding
a,
me?
You can make a run, all right? I feel like A
I
is
do
your
not
letter
wish to play I your silly fucking bullshit here. What is this? You come to me with words and definition.
Reader,
you're trying to be educated.
The letter is A.
Sorry, sir.
For asshole
don't,
is what you're being.
Don't mind us, sir.
This is a noun.
Play a new game, sir.
A spiny-leaved plant with a single tall flower stalk. Used fiber. An alcohol...
Cactus? I forgot
nope,
the letter.
It's letter A.
God damn it.
Oh, aloe.
Sky, this is your chance.
What?
Let it ring. Let me read that out.
Read it.
Let it read it out, okay?
Read it.
Letter A, okay? This is a noun. Spiny-leaved plant with a single tall flower stalk. Used fiber with alcoholic drinks, especially in tequila. Native to America. Genus.
What is that called?
Blank. I can't say the genus because that is the name of the thing.
Yeah.
So this is a plant that they make tequila out of.
What is that shit called?
And it has a flower, and it's...
How old that dick?
You get one guess, guy. Just letter A.
We should be able to ask how old that dick.
No.
I'm disappointed. I think there should be a second definition. I believe they use this as an artificial sweetener.
Can I go yet?
Sky, no, you have can't. To forfeit. I'm giving you a five count. Four.
Arugula.
Nope. Okay, everybody is in. You've heard the...
Agave?
That is correct. Agave. Three Let's points.
Go. I'm That's, out.
It's me versus Blake. Jared, I trust you with
Let's
the
go.
Book.
Okay. No. Hand it, no, hand it here. I love to read. Let me do
no,
this.
No. If you want to point, maybe
you can alternate. Show up like it's
alternate.
Fucking ninth grade.
You can alternate.
Quiz. How
I'm going to leave it up to you guys
kids?
To be adults and figure it out, okay?
Son of a
me and
bitch.
Blake have a lot to think about over here, all right? Blake is real hungry, all right? I've been beaten once. I've been champion once. Blake, zero wins.
You're
okay.
Jealous of my
Not
abilities.
A winner. One of the...
Doesn't win. The guy shows
the,
up. He's all high. He's buffy. He's on opium. He's on good opium. Some would say...
Notorious runner-up.
I come up to
he's
him.
Been doing
him
Adderall.
Agave.
Okay.
He finally figures
he
it out.
He says the stuff they make tequila.
The letter Q.
The letter is Q.
It is a noun.
It is a noun.
Feeling ill in the stomach.
Queasy.
Yes, queasy.
Queasy.
Okay.
See, I would have won that.
All right.
And I can't speak.
The letter Q.
Come on. The letter is Q.
Not,
same page.
Not usual. Next page.
Next
not
page.
Usual or expected.
The letter is Q. Not usual or expected. Is there a second definition?
Eccentric or unconventional.
Moving on.
Arousing suspicion.
Queer.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say queer, but okay. I was waiting for something to queer it up.
Okay. All
damn
right.
It. So that's, did you ding it as a countin'? Queer.
Yeah, I dinged it.
Queer. Did I get
dinged
it?
It? You heard the ding?
No, he already said it.
Look.
Right. Can't
this guy
take.
Dinged it. All right.
All right. 1-1.
Where's the integrity, Douglas?
Well, I didn't
Jesus
know if you dinged
Christ.
It. You got
a
ding?
Letter, the letter Q.
Again, Q.
Q. Don't look at the book, Blake.
Slang.
Slang.
A gay youth movement that rejects the stereotype of a gay person as a person. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Queer?
No, close.
Okay. Continue to read. A gay youth movement.
That rejects the stereotype of a gay person as a persecuted victim by confidently and assertively proclaiming homosexuality, especially in punk-style music.
There's too many words.
Queer punk.
That's pretty good. That's close. I might give it to you.
You
no,
can't.
Queer
can't.
Word.
You can't.
Queer punkers.
But you can give them the definition of... I can pick a new word.
Okay.
All right, next on. Move on.
Yeah,
we lose. What's
cues,
the word?
Dude.
What's the word?
You're ruining the game with
what's
the
cue word? Bit. No, you don't have to cue it. You
queer can... core.
Queer core. No one was ever going to get queer core. You're queer
no.
core, bro.
All right, all
that
right.
Question was queer core, dude.
The letter is Q.
Q. Q with
he's
a U, probably.
It.
Noun and verb.
Ooh, that's clever.
Vaginal fart.
Queef.
Ooh.
He didn't ring.
I don't know.
I rank for sure.
I rank first.
I shouldn't have said it. You're right.
I rank first.
Yes.
Ooh, I don't know.
I'm going
to
be honest.
I don't know. I wish I could go to the video.
Okay.
The video. We'll only know.
We will settle this by Queefsberry rules.
Queefsberry rules.
The rules that govern queef boxing.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, it doesn't say what they are. Okay.
I was in the zone, man. You threw me all off.
All right,
off
so we got
queef. Cube garbage.
So that would make you two?
That would make you at two? Is that
yeah,
right?
He's got one more point.
I'll give him the point. He rung before me, we'll say.
I can't
I just yelled
that.
At him. I shouldn't have yelled
can,
at
him. We can wipe the point.
Okay, so it's still 1-1. One, one.
Okay.
All right, there we are. We're out of the queers. We're out of the Q-U-E section.
You got to be clever here. You got to be clever here. And okay. You are clever. You were born clever.
Don't look at the book.
I can't see
that face of yours says what when you look at
it? Dude,
the
just don't, any word you recognize, Jim.
Yeah, yeah,
clever
yeah.
Any
fox.
Word you recognize.
Okay. P. The letter is P.
The letter is P.
Mm.
Hook for hanging things. A hook or projecting piece of wood or metal that is attached to a surface, such as a door or wall, and used to hang things, especially clothes.
Hit the bell.
Letter P?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Prong?
No. Oh. Okay.
Can you reread the definition?
There's, a, sure, there's another good definition
another,
for that.
Another
there's
good definition.
Another good one.
All right. Definition two. What some guy?
You're gonna
what?
Have to make
gonna,
this he, one.
You gotta keep reading these definitions.
No,
I'm,
yeah,
dude,
no,
here,
I'm getting it. No, no, I'll give you a different. No, well, it was the done.
No,
with
no,
the first one.
It's fine.
Two.
This is a good one.
Go ahead.
Two.
Read them all.
A guy fucking another guy in the ass.
I was gonna say peg.
Peg. It's peg.
I was gonna
okay,
say
that's
peg.
Two to
now
one.
I wish you didn't do that. Stop fucking with the game, Jared. There's some integrity.
Sky, you're in charge.
Because I was gonna guess peg. I swear to God. But now Jared makes it.
You guys
got
a rock paper scissors for it or something? I don't know. It's not fair of me to.
2-1. All right, we give up on that round.
Wait, what is it? What's the score? 1-1, 2-2.
Still, it would be 2-1 if you're giving him that.
1-1
because
Jared cheated on the last one, even though I was going to guess peg. I'm always getting cheated on this.
You win. I mean, so far, we'll take a break, I guess.
We'll give you 2 points. This is 2 in a row that you should have. That equals 2 halves. You're up to 1 point earned, okay? I think it's fair.
1.5.
The tie right.
I'm kidding. That will make a difference.
Any word you recognize. Any word you recognize. Jesus.
Sky Christ. Doesn't know how to read.
Oh, oh, Jesus. What was I thinking?
Guys, guys, guys.
I did. Oh, Jesus Christ.
He spilled the hams yep, for the
he's
listeners.
Got it.
We good.
Here. I got to set that out of the way. Sorry. Sorry. Here. Now I got to find the word. Here it is.
He's
here
like, we are, here. Sky. S. Sky.
Sorry.
My name?
All right, here we go. You right. Ready?
A guy that really...
What letter
totally
are we
knows how
what letter
his name.
So first off, it's G.
G, moving on. Any word you recognize?
All righty, super easy here. It's an adjective, okay?
Okay, these G's go down.
Okay, very simple. Okay.
So
wait, the letter's G?
Slightly, G. Slightly dirty.
Hurry the fuck up.
Slightly dirty.
Gross.
That's a no. Aaron.
Does that eliminate you from around?
I guess.
Yeah. You dummy. That was still. Hurry up and read the damn thing, will you?
It was grubby.
Oh, my God.
That was simple.
All right, moving
grubby.
On. Are we playing a game anymore?
Okay. Here we go.
Me and Blake are
here we go.
Now we have to have an asterisk next to this fucking game, dude.
Oh, shit.
You want to scrub it and start from scratch?
No.
1-1. No.
Well, hey, look, the early days of baseball probably were, had kinks in them, too.
Read a word. Any word you fucking recognize.
I'm trying to. You guys are still fucking talking.
He's still sounding the first one out.
Hockey,
okay.
Look, hockey started off as a couple guys skating around an ice rink, like,
sure,
just
dude.
Trying to kill... A
if you don't
squirrel.
Recognize the word, just flip the card.
I'm letting
there's
everybody
there's like 50,000 words in
everybody
there. Any word you recognize. 50,000
okay.
of them.
There's, dude, will you let me talk?
All right.
All right. Noun.
Noun.
Small problem, a minor
what,
problem.
What, G?
It's an S.
S.
I said S.
S.
S, super
S,
simple.
Small problem, S.
Noun. Okay, small problem, minor obstacle to progress. What do you think that is?
Snail.
All right.
Shut up, Jerry.
All right. That was pretty good, actually. Small problem. Is that the last definition?
Life?
Continue to read definitions. If there are definitions, just keep it in.
Dude, you act like I'm not doing my job, but you guys are talking the entire time like a bunch of cackling hens.
All right. Keep reading.
You ready?
Me and Blake are chomping at the bit here.
In a hole in a fabric.
Way.
A hole in a fabric resulting from catching on something sharp.
Snag.
Boom. There he we go.
That's
snag.
It. You're the champ, dude. I knew it too, but I didn't get the bell down fast enough.
That's okay.
You gotta here's quick a dictionary. On the bell.
Thanks for saving the hams.
That bell was the problem, dude. I feel like a person on Jeopardy who's going like, ah! You know how you ever see the guy who's like tweeting afterwards? Like
electronic buzzer. Pull up eBay. Let's get electronic.
So yeah, we need a system that has lights so we know who's first.
How many have you won, Blake, so far?
First championship, dude. First championship.
Whoa.
What was your winning word? Snag. Snag. You got to remember that, dude.
Snag.
Don't let that snag you up in the future, dude.
Dude, people are going
to
have shirts.
You know, it's hard to read.
Yeah, dude.
It's hard to read when you guys are fucking talking.
849. Snag.
Snag.
Dude.
That's pretty snag. You're going to start going like, that's pretty snag, man.
That's good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's pretty snag.
That actually is. Hey.
We're calling it snag, dude. And we should... Never mind. I was going to throw an ERS on it. Snag.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you call the fans?
Yeah, yes. What do you call all of us?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough sledding on the fucking fans. Yeah.
The snag crew. The
snag boys.
Snag boys. Is even that.
Snag ease. No. Why? Yeah. It looks kind of bad.
Do you think you would get in trouble?
What do we do?
Snag club.
Those old snag. Yeah.
That maybe still that could be a thing.
Yeah, it's still problematic.
Yeah. We'll work on this later.
Yeah, we'll figure out your fans later, dude.
Yeah.
But there's something with snag in there, that's for sure. Yeah.
Dude, what's everybody doing for this year? You guys got shows lined up?
Oh,
you guys
yeah,
out
dude.
Here
we're
fucking,
all fucking getting famous.
You guys
I looked
are
into
out
it.
Here
I
fucking,
was reading his tarot cards earlier, and
you're already
good,
street
dude.
Performing already.
Yeah, dude, look out for red cars, dude. But other than that, things are looking up for Skywalker this coming year when it comes to stage performances. It's in the cards.
It's probably in the cards. We're looking to pick a little nose hair and get a...
You see this card?
Let's get... What's that? Uh-oh, Jesus.
That's a snag.
That's
in
a
your
snag.
Fucking road is mm-hmm. what that is, all right? Be careful, all right? That's the SA-46 39
debacle.
B-39, dude.
The Perry debacle.
The Perry
You don't
debacle.
Know that I made my own tarot cards?
I like it.
So, I have my own system. That way I can't be caught. It's pretty smart, actually.
That sounds really smart.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's his own system. So my guess would be there's no system.
What would your tarot...
You might be onto something. You might be onto something. So Blake, you checked out after your victory, dude.
Yeah.
You just riding that high.
Yeah, it was
basking.
Adrenaline dump.
You're just riding that high, yeah. dude.
No, it's...
dude, I try
Sky
to pick
gave
easy
me that
ones.
Marijuana pill, and I haven't eaten today, so it's really...
You want another one?
Yeah.
You do,
yeah?
Yeah. I've already had two myself. You want another one, Aaron?
No.
Jared, would you like another one?
No, thank you.
Oh, my lightweights. Oh, Jesus.
What do you mean? I don't even feel it, dude.
Jesus. They're only 50 milligrams.
That's why I don't even feel it, dude. I don't even feel it, dude.
Oh, it's a nice time.
You guys going to Cantu's after this, then?
You have to.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I might. I'll see. See if the baby's well-behaved and asleep. That'd be great. Dude, we go to fucking...
Should we give one of them to the babies? The baby?
Yeah, for sure.
Milligrams?
For sure.
Let's bring the baby to Cantu's.
Yeah, dude. That'll put her to sleep.
Oh, no.
Sure. Would you like another one?
No, but I'll put it in my secret stash.
Oh, look at that.
It's a good gift.
Mine and his hands are so calloused. Nothing. You can you grab things normally anymore? I cannot.
Well, I can't except for my one fingertip doesn't have any feeling. So when I go for that,
yeah.
I don't have anything there. So I can't tell what's going on at all. It's just like pressure. There's some pressure. I know.
I get it.
And that's it.
You're like invincible.
I got a little creaks and cracks.
You're like
but
the
honestly,
fucking
I'm,
thing.
I'm feeling
basically.
Pretty decent for my age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not that slow. I mean, don't get me wrong. I can't run. But like when it comes to like, I catch things that I drop, and I drop a lot of things. So I keep in shape. You know what I mean?
He's
like,
got great reaction time, is what he's saying.
You're our group's the thing.
Yeah, I have the thing.
And the Fantastic Four. I'm Invisible Woman.
Dude, you would be. I don't know, dude.
Or Stretchman.
You would be.
Stretchman?
You're one of those guys.
Stretchman.
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 Mr. Fantastic. I don't know. I can
Steven
see him
Stretchman.
Being
Steven Stretchman.
No, I can see it because you hate clothes, and you would be able to be invisible most of the time. So this could work out for you.
I'm just the hottest.
People say they want to have
ironically how when there's a fireman.
Dude, we want to give you a total makeover and then send you out on dates. How cool would it be to give Jared a total makeover from chicks? So the chicks are all over him, giving him a makeover. You know, and then send him on
we
dates.
We turn him into like a Harley
teach him
Ryan
how to drive.
And, yeah,
hey, dude,
yeah.
Put out a thing on the internet for girls who want to teach Jared how to drive. That's a fucking...
Dude.
How cool is that?
Yeah, dude, hit on your driving instructions.
You just have a boner the whole time.
and we should change the luck. For too long, you haven't been allowed to hit on your driving.
We'll be like, yoga bands encourage.
No, what we'll do before every lesson, we'll give him Blue Chew bubblegum.
Yeah.
And
you go in basketball shorts. Really hard every time.
Yeah, dude.
Just drive to make out point or whatever.
You're like, oh, geez, I think we're out of gas. And she's like, no, it says we're full. And you're like, car turned off. Beautiful out there, though, right?
This is what it is. I get into the car, and I just like, I start the car, I turn it off, and go, what are we doing here? What are we doing? I'm just going for gas.
I'm telling you, dude.
You flip the hazard lights on.
Okay, get into the driver's seat.
Yeah, why don't you show me how it
immediately
goes?
Immediately turn the car off.
Yeah. She comes around to the driver's side. You're like, no, I need to see. Sit here.
Sit on my lap.
Sit here.
Okay.
Sit on my lap. I'll turn the hazard lights off.
I consider it sold. Yeah, we basically made it. Which
you we'll rent like a really nice car, but get like the insurance. So we'll get like an Escalade or something.
A limo.
We'll get like the $9
insurance. We don't send him in a limo.
A limo.
No, we don't send you in
driving
a limo.
Driving a limo hard in basketball shorts.
Get like a Penske truck. So it's got like a bench seat. It's just totally exposed. The dashboard's like a foot away from his crotch.
Yeah. They probably have special instructions for
Jared
driving.
Just looking over a wheel, fucking cranking it like it's.
How many times?
Yeah, that'd be
there?
Amazing.
That would be fun.
I'm trying
truck.
To
just get yeah. real trucker bitches to teach yeah. you how to drive. How fun!
A lot lizards.
That would be.
Yeah. That would actually be great.
Lot lizards great. Don't know how to drive trucks. They know how to drive.
But
oh, I think you'd be surprised. How
here's
hard could
thing.
It be? You can do it on.
Here's the thing, though. The lot lizard.
Can you imagine, Jared? I'm trying to steer. Your tits are getting in my way.
Here's the thing, though. We have the lot lizard drive you.
Realistically,
if they know how to drive a truck, because lot lizards, let's be honest, aren't drivers. But the first thing is they drive you in the truck to the salon to show you how the
truck
works.
Truck drivers' dicks. They could probably drive trucks.
Yeah, exactly. And then you get the makeover, and they have to pick you up and teach you how to drive the truck. And at this point, you're rock hard, obviously.
Yeah.
Right, because
you've been worked out by the salon. Because
I've been
ladies.
The whole time.
The salon ladies are like, woo-wee!
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so this is obviously something we're going to need to put on Twitter or something instead of.
yes. Tweet it.
Yeah, it looks like the overall expense is somebody taking off and filming the whole thing.
I'll film it from.
Can
from
we
the
get you a body cam to put on? Would you wear a?
We're gonna need a crotch cam, dude.
Crotch cam.
If the shot calls for
sponsored
it.
By Blue Chew.
I'm saying,
oh,
dude,
that's a fun. Make you take Blue Chew and take driving lessons from really horrific lot lizards, just like the gnarliest meth addicts. Just like,
episode one.
Jerry
goes.
Like, are you sure
CDL
you don't want me to pay me for something else? You're
no,
seriously,
going,
just
yeah,
a driving
dude.
Lesson. Just
Blue
a driving
Chew
lesson.
Should be just like the lesson. Red Bull of wild
that's
sex
so
acts.
You're good.
Yeah. Keep insisting that a prostitute only
teach
you to drive. This is my kink.
Yeah, just go, I'll suck your dick, baby. I'm good. 10 and 2. You know.
10 and 2. So teach me about the gears again.
Yeah.
Here, I'll put my hand. You put your hand on my
that ain't
hand.
Important, baby.
This is doing it for me.
That ain't important.
I'll tell you what, it's getting hot in this
house. This actually
is. I just suck your dick. I'll be out of here in 10 minutes. And you're like, I want to learn.
That probably is the way to go.
Listen, I'll take my shorts off if you
teach
me how to drive.
Dude, prostitutes
teach
Jared Helfer how to drive is because it's not even pornographic. It's great, dude.
No, it's nice.
Yeah, it's just her pimp showing up and going,
I hope not.
Man, get in the driver's seat.
Well, money's $75, $75.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he wouldn't give a fuck. We'll be like, yeah. If you, as long as the first thing he sees is money out of your hand, he'd be like, hey, you guys want her for another hour? She's just driving you around?
Prostitutes know how to stay calm in tough
situations.
You better
teach them how to back up the right way. Don't teach them that way they taught you in school.
Yeah.
Yes, Daddy.
Yes, Daddy.
What time are you going to be home?
Oh, boy. Six. Daddy.
And you going to make sure Mr. Jerry get his license today, am I right?
Yes, Daddy.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Have a good day, Mr. Jarrett.
See ya. See ya. Dad?
And then,
father? What do we call each other?
Are you trying
now?
To get into gear after that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think we're going to have insurance issues. Otherwise, this is a go. I can, actually, now that I think about it, because I have the business account rent.
We
large
do it off
trucks.
Books.
we can put do it, and I will more than be willing to pay for hookers to teach you how to drive.
If you get the hookers, okay. I'll get the truck. That's a fair deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a fair deal, dude. You know?
Yeah.
You're gonna want to put your foot on the clutch.
That's like an immortal saying. If you got the hookers, I got the truck.
Yep. Yep. Maybe that's the name of the episode, you know? That could be better than Snag. No, well, that could be also
Hey, you boys don't... Hey, Jared, do you don't mind if I sleep with some of the guys from the filming crew, do
Snag,
you?
Snag, the song? The song? Snag?
Oh, no, that's unprofessional.
This
We're making
no
a TV
fun.
Show.
Are you paying me cash?
We agreed upon check.
I got you no are, gag reflex, but I got a wicked cough.
You got Venmo. We're doing everything by Venmo.
You got.
Swear, yeah. Yeah. I got Venmo, yeah.
Chaz can track his money better on Venmo. All the girls take it to one account. They can see which phone it comes from, so we're good.
That's good.
You've got an hour 20 after deposit.
You have to make it for 150. You have to make it for 150 because of fees.
Cause what's your picture?
No. Don't get it twisted. The tax man gets his.
The tax man, this damn tax man, killing me on this Venmo, bro.
Yeah, they think there's a massage parlor. It's crazy.
I like working for Gary, but sometimes he get real mad about fee. Okay.
Oh, fuckaroonies. What time is fucking Cantu start? Does anybody know?
It's 8:59, so we're approaching 9 o'clock. One till. Check.
They
start. He always starts. He always sends me 11:45.
Well, he always sends me the thing. We fucking at 9, and I'm like, dude, I don't.
Oh, does he not post it?
Maybe not.
I don't understand the what's the whole Trevor, are you okay thing?
I think it was a joke. Trevor as a joke posted, "I'm in trouble, seriously, or I need help, seriously."
Yeah.
And you know, a couple people posted. You know, if it's real, give me a holler or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't see anything about it. Do you guys see anything about it? How the fuck?
What are we talking about?
Cantus.
What? We're hanging out on Facebook.
When's Cantu's show? That's all we're asking.
Will you relax?
Some point
relax.
In the night?
Relax. Get the intel, bro. Get the intel.
Why don't you finish your burger and we'll tell you.
Oh.
So on Messenger.
Dave and Tell?
Listen, this was...
Don't read it aloud. It's a secret show, dude.
Shh.
Okay.
You guys did this to me
I'm
with
sorry.
The fucking dictionary
hey,
because
Sky's
a goof and everybody... You guys all
you
make fun
goof.
Of me.
You're a goof.
And I'm sick of it, okay? Knock
We make fun
this
with
shit
you.
Off, okay?
With you.
You know I'm on the pills, okay? They fuck with me. You ever cry?
Dick pills? Rhino dick pills?
You ever
pills?
Cry? You want wipers, dude. I cried all the way here in my car listening to the future. Of all people.
Okay.
All
okay.
Right. I'm going to check it out.
Because that shit was hitting.
His future with white
it
rapper?
Was hitting me. Yeah.
Oh, he's a cool black
You know
guy.
What?
I just wanted to make sure that seemed like you might be into like Common. Isn't he a white
listen,
rapper?
Listen. Guys.
No, he's got some hits.
Saturday. He just put sat mic. Okay, so somebody said,
Jesus fuck, dude. There's a time.
He said tomorrow night, dude.
It and comes
he
right sent before me, the letters and PM.
He sent me with the glasses. And if you're on his page, if you guys would fucking pay attention to the page.
You hearing any PM?
Why is this taking so long to say, Scott?
9 p.m.? Is that what you were going to say?
It's usually 8:39. Do you guys not know this? You go there. You go there more than I go there.
It starts at a different time every time.
It's fucking 9 o'clock, dude. I'm just saying. Okay. Just pull the ripcord, bro.
I'm not in a hurry to go anywhere. It's a fucking show hosted by Cantu and Trevor. You know what that means?
I don't think Trevor's going to be there. He's got a big show tonight. Shout out Trevor Austin.
Ooh, hell yeah,
dude.
Doing
an hour somewhere.
Where is he going?
Know where that's at?
West Virginia?
I don't know.
I don't know. This comes out like...
That's a big deal. Doing an hour. It'll be, timely.
I don't even know if I'll listen to this part on the episode.
All right. Well, we should fucking clock out.
This is definitely... Skip 15 seconds.
Say your fucking plugs. Anybody got a book? Check out Jared Vera for Eyes for Usual. Sky doesn't have much of a footprint, but he's got great, what do you want to call him? DMs.
Oh, great DMs. Yeah.
Great DMs. Shout out to
Skywalker those. Bitch on Instagram. That's all you need to know. Biatch.
I got nothing.
I got great BMs.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
See ya. And there it was. 8:48, easy sledding, as they say. No, actually, they say tough sledding. No one ever says easy sledding. It brings me back to something I do say, and that's that no one ever says, remember the time everything went right. So, if shit's going south, guys, just remember, memories might be the only thing that exists. But you'd have to remember that for it to exist. Anyway, moving on. Today we got off in the weeds at the end there, and I think it's a fun idea. If you hung on to the end because you're here, you're talking, you know, and you heard. I think we get a GoFundMe going, dude. We get Jared to learn to drive a big rig. How fun would that be? You know what I mean? There it is. Stop saying it, Aaron. Moving on today off their 1988 self-titled album, the group Little Brother Trucker, the song Lizzie the Lot Lizard.
There's a tap, tap, tap on my tractor door. It's a lot lizard, the truck stop whore. If beauty's skin deep, then there's no doubt. This bitch is ugly from the inside out. Lizzie the Lot Lizard, she's a fuck-sucking wizard. When it comes to pleasure, Lizzie knows how to suck a baseball through a diesel pump hose. Pussy on a pachyderm, better lips, hips, tits on a worm. Some drivers say that she's first rate. She can suck start a Jimmy V8. Lizzie the Lot Lizard, she's a fucking sucking wizard. When it comes to pleasure, knows how to suck a baseball through a diesel pump hose. In a parking lot of a fucking suck, she'll choke your chicken till it stands right up. But she gets more dates in a pickle park, 'cause you can't see ugly in the dark. Lizzie the Lot Lizard, she's a fucking sucking wizard. When it comes to pleasure, Lizzie knows how to suck a baseball through a diesel pump hose. Lizzie the Lot Lizard, she's a fucking sucking wizard. When it comes to pleasure, knows how to suck a baseball through a diesel pump hose.
I got Cash App. You take Cash App?